Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. I hope all is well. Sorry for my tardiness of getting on to the show, but I was having the opportunity of standing here and talking to the people that I've worked with, and it's just been a complete blessing in order to do that. And so I want to take the opportunity and speak real briefly with you today. You know, I know that this is a refurbishing time for everyone. And what I mean by refurbishing is that you are able to now look at the processes and procedures that you have engaged, and you've been able to make those particular changes. And so, you know, today I wanted to take the opportunity and speak with you very, very briefly about 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. And before we do that, if you could just go into a brief word of prayer. Gracious God, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, O God. Father, we appreciate you. Lord, we pray, O God, that the position that we are in, that we are able to inspire, encourage, O God, and uplift those that may be going through difficult moments in time, and that we not just look at each people and become judgmental of their situation or circumstances, but definitely look into the deeper inward thoughts, O God, of where they are. We bless you, O God, let the words of our mouth, Father, that you speak, O God, bless them in a manner of which they are very receptive. I wanted to be quick and brief regarding some things. And so one of those things is, and it just is suddenly so, is that greatness. And I'm not going to be long with you tonight, and I really want to impress upon you to look at this. You know, if you see one of the statements I've made, it says, good is the enemy of greatness. Good is the enemy of greatness. And so 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 4, a part of that scripture indicates and says, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And so I want to just take a little snippet for this right now and ask you to look inwardly. And the reason for this is to look inwardly is because we're doing good things, but we're not doing great things. And I want to really address that in a manner by saying it's okay to be good, right? But that's not who you are. You are great. And in your greatness, where you are dealing with so many different things that are unspoken of. And if I can, I'm going to dive into this real quickly, and I want you to be encouraged behind this. You know, the thing that you're diving into is that for the last couple of years, the person that you had to deal with was merely yourself. And so in a lot of ways, we put to bed the things that we struggled with the most. If we were abused, you were in a relationship that was unfaithfulness, if you were cheated upon, you know, then this was the moment or the opportunity where when you were by yourself, you had the opportunity to really look back and determine, you know, some of us tried to come up with answers of why things happened. We had questions dealing with, you know, the very essence of what did I do wrong. And you may have blamed yourself or listened to people victimize you over again about the situation. We have women that have, you know, babies out of wedlock. We've had brothers that have dealt with multiple women, and so they cheated. We've had marriages that have fallen apart. We've had children that have went against their parents, sons against fathers, mothers, and daughters are not getting along. And in the midst of all of this, you know, we're having to deal with historical issues. You know, you may have been abused or molested from the past. And so this is a difficult thing to try to deal with or to try to come to grips with. And because of that, the difficulty now becomes, how do I go forward, right? Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. You have greatness in you. You have the greatness of the one that created you on the inside of you. And he's not waiting to do anything with you that he that he hasn't already done. You know, if I were to tell you God knew you was going to go through that situation that you were in, if I told you God knew that you were going to be abused, and the question may be, why didn't God stop you? Why didn't he step in and stop this abuse from happening? Why didn't he stop my wife from cheating? Why didn't he not stop my spouse from cheating, the husband from cheating? Well, the issue is that God is not going to control a person's will, however you survive. You may be bruised, but you survive. But you cannot take your survival in this just to be good, because good is the enemy of greatness. Because if you're good, you won't extend yourself to fight to be better. If you're good, you won't reach out to do something that is beyond your control, but do what God has controlled you to do. And so when I say God has controlled you, meaning that he put something on the inside of you that would make you want to stand up. I know that that person raped you. I know that person abused you. I know you were molested. I know you were beat on. I know you were left for dead. I know he cheated on you. I know she cheated on you. I know you were fired from your job. I hear all of these things, and I can't change the history of it. Can't do is say to you that you have greatness on the inside of you. Now, how can you have that greatness on? Because if God is on the inside of you, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Because your greatness is not determined by what you went through. Your greatness is not determined by what you failed to do. Your greatness is not going to be determined that way. Your greatness is determined because God stands on the inside of you. This is the level of your greatness. This is the power, the strength of who you are. This is how you come out of being judged when people look at you and they call you one thing, but you know you're greater than that. You know, not better than that, but greater than that. This is when people look at you and they determine that you're halfway there, or you're not there, you haven't succeeded, or you're a failure. That's them looking at you from the outside. The inner person may have scars and bruises, but God is in there. He's working with you on the inside to move those scars and bruises away. But you have to release them. You know, I know that because of the things you've been through, you're afraid to love. You know, I know that. I know that. I know because of what you've experienced that church people have made it seem as though that you have to do A or you have to do B or you have to do C in order to achieve it or look better or do better. That's not true. You know, look them church people in the eye and tell them to mind their own business. Because at the end of the day, the one that got abused, the one that got beaten on, the one that got left for dead wasn't them. It was you. But you're alive. You are alive. And you survived. And now, as your wounds are healing, you have to consider whose you are and who is on the inside. I know I sound dramatic maybe a little bit today, but at the end of the day, what I'm excited about is the position that you put yourself in, because you're listening. Regardless of where you are, what you're going through, we can't stop the abusers. The abusers are just not in corporate America. They're just not in schools. They're in churches. They're everywhere. And so some of them are wearing clergy collars. Some of them are wearing business suits. They're wearing suits that look real good, and they're shiny on the outside, but they're just as much of an abuser on the inside as the reason why they abuse you. You know, yes, this is the month that I deal with the stigma that has been placed on folks that had to go through. It's not your fault. But yet people look at you and say, it wouldn't have happened if you'd have done this. It wouldn't have happened if you'd have done that. Listen, quit listening to those people, because their story has changed as soon as they go through what you've been through. You know, and some of us are living in silence. We don't want nobody to know what we've experienced, because you don't want to be judged. You don't want a finger pointed at you, you know. But on the inside of you is something bigger and greater than anyone can ask or think, because that's God doing it on the inside of you. Doesn't need a building to do it. You don't have to give an offering to do it. You don't have to touch a neighbor and spin around three times and do it. In your quiet place where you stand, you can now take the opportunity and become great. Everything is in you to get it done. Don't be good. That'll destroy your greatness. Step beyond being good. Remember, good is the enemy of greatness. Now, how can you be great? Person that you were before they harmed you, whether you was a child, you had a free spirit. Don't let them lock up your spirit. If you was a woman in a relationship and you were free to love, don't let them lock up how you love or when you love. Don't let them do that to you, because they destroy your greatness. They stop you from being who you are. I came on this show today to tell you, don't let anyone dictate to you what your purpose is and how you fulfill it. When you let your experience keep you quiet, when you're flinching, they're winning. When you can't love freely, they're winning. Remember, they can't win because Jesus is on the inside of you. Dear hearts, I love you all, and I definitely look forward to the opportunity to encourage you even the more. That time has come. This is where we are. God bless you all. I appreciate you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.